All right, start tayo in 3, 2, 1. Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Ito na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa Justice Open Studios para sa isa na namang pagtatanghal ng elitistang Weibo podcast. Kamusta naman tayo mga dudes, mga dudettes? I hope everyone is doing good. Ano man yung ginagawa natin to better ourselves or nagre-relax tayo because weekends. Yun, ito. Balik tayo sa Justice Open Studios kasi yun, wala na ako sa Sunday shift. So, yun. At least yung mga nakaraang episodes natin, mostly nasa sa office ko nire-record. So, ito, namiss ko ng konti ang hangin at ang ingay ng park. So, ito, dito ako nag-record ngayon. So, yun. I hope you enjoy this installment kasi this is the kickoff of our Mex Madness kasi March na. Dapat last week ko pa ito na-record but things happen. So, yun. Ngayon tayo mag-re-record dahil ngayon lang ulit tayo nagkaroon ng free time. And I hope you enjoy this presentation na nagagawin natin for this installment. So, before we get into the Mets, ito, mga adik na ba tayo? Before we get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's do some hype and hype. So, yun, konting bagay lang na medyo na excited tayo because it has been announced or it has happened to us within the past few days. So, yun, pinakita na yung first episode ng King Oger, the 47th Sentai. And it's awesome. Yun, medyo medieval yung setting niya. High fantasy na may technology and whatnot. Because may mechs pa rin sila. And gusto, maganda yung presentation nila with that first episode. You'll see a glimpse on who the characters or kung sino yung mga susubaybayan natin for the next 52 weeks of 2023 for the Sentai. So, yun. The red, hindi kayo inaasahan yung ginawa nila with the Red Ranger kasi yun, as per the premise of the story, the Rangers or yun, yung mga warriors or mga senshis natin this season are all kings of their respective kingdoms. So, yun, to spoil a bit kung ano yung nangyari sa episode 1, the red is not that king of his kingdom, but basically parang kinuha niya yung sword from the king, which is kasi yung king ng kingdom niya is yun, wanted to just do the thing or to do the team up with the other kingdoms para maging sentai sila is to conquer them. So yun, he took the sword and yun, declared that he'll be the king of evil to protect everyone. So that's like a really fascinating thing na ginawa nila for this Sentai. So I'm excited to see what happens next. So I think episode 2 already shows up. May Ross na no episode 2. Let's just wait for the fan servers to have that uploaded and yun, mapanood natin yung episode 2. And another one na na-excited tayo na in-announce was Dragon Ball is going to have another Budokai Tenkaichi. If you're not familiar with if you're not familiar with your Budokai Tenkaichis, Budokai Tenkaichi is a third person fighting game. So yung camera is over the shoulder, so kita mo yung likod nung ng characters. And yun, para siyang it's a button masher fighting game na in the veins of like your Naruto Ultimate Ninja. So the last game na ginawa nila for Budokai Tenkaichi is Budokai Tenkaichi 3 on the PS2. So that's like early 2000s pa. So that's like over 10 years since the last Budokai Tenkaichi. And yun, it has announced na Budokai Tenkaichi 4 is already in the works. So yun, we're happy to have a new Budokai Tenkaichi. I think Budokai Tenkaichi ang may pinakamaraming characters from Dragon Ball na nilalagay into a fighting game, kasi like even movie characters could be there, is there actually. And also there's like a feature in which you could like combine two different characters, or am I thinking of a different game? Basta Budokai Tenkaichi is one of the yun most recognizable Dragon Ball game in existence, and I'm excited to see kung ano yung bagong pakulo nila with this new installment ng Budokai Tenkaichi. Yun, most likely lahat ng forms ni Goku andun, so there's like 700 million of them. I'm exaggerating of course, but yeah, let's see, kung baka nandun din yung Beast Gohan, because Gohan and Donald Trump Piccolo, Orange Piccolo. I think it's an exciting thing to see kung ano yung gagawin nila with this new installment ng Budokai Tenkaichi. And also naglabas na ng demo for Resident Evil 4 remake. I think that's what they call Chainsaw, the Chainsaw demo. So most likely that's like chapter 1-1 of the game, in which yung unang sabak mo into the village and yun meeting the Chainsaw Ganado for the first time. So I think that's all the demo. So there are already videos of it from Maximilian Dude to other Let's Players na nag-exist pa rin ngayon. I think Angry Joe has one as well. And of course, yung mga Resident Evil centric channels like Residents of Evil and Let's Talk Resident Evil already had shown you what's on the demo. And yeah, it looks really awesome. You could try the new things that they have included in the game, the parrying, you using the knife to take down enemies. So yun, ang daming pwedeng gawin onto that demo section of the game. So let's hope na the game, kasi like people are already been hyped with the full game. So yeah, let's see kung Resident Evil 4 remake will make Resident Evil 4 great again. Well, it's already been great. Even the ports of Resident Evil 4 sa ibang consoles has been doing good. So let's see if it could be on yun. It's on par of Resident Evil 4 this remake is. So with that, yun, wala na tayong masyadong hypes and hyops for the past few days on top of my head na nangyari. Ano pala, Ozen nga pala currently happening. So Summer Ozen is at Glorieta this weekend. So by the time of this recording, nangyayari yung day 2 nung event. So yun, pumunta ako kahapon kasi like it's my last shift yesterday and sakto day 1. So tapos na yung test namin by lunch. So after lunch, dumaan ako doon to see some stuff. So yun, may mga cosplayers, there are like stickers and toys and whatnots. Kaso gipit si Kuya Kevin, so yun, I just bought some stickers na nilagay ko sa mga kung anik-anik sa bahay, and to my elitistang web notes. So may mga bagong stickers na sa notebook ko. So yun, I think that's it. So yun, with the hypes and the high-ups been done, let's get into the meats and potatoes of this episode. But before that, a few messages from our friends. And we're back. So, Max Madness. But ano ba itong Max Madness na to? So, yun, basically nga, every March, yun, usong-uso yung March Madness because of the NCAA. Diba? NCAA sa US, so they have this what they call March Madness for college basketball. So yun, I just took an inspiration of that, and instead of talking about basketball, kasi hindi naman ako naglalaro ng basketball, I'll talk mecha. So yun, it's a play on words. Yeah, I'm smart. Charot lang. But yeah, for our first installment, kasi nga yun, if you remember the previous episode that we did, I touched on this that Leiji Matsumoto, the mangaka of several space operas na kinaligiliwan ng mga weebs, ng mga fans, ng animation fans anywhere in the world, and has been an inspiration to a lot of mecha franchises or mecha series, has passed away. So this episode, as a kickoff for our Mech Madness, let's celebrate the legacy of Leiji Matsumoto as a creator and mangaka for several space operas na kinagiliwan natin from the yesteryear. So, let's start with space opera. Kasi, paulit-ulit ko siya sinasabi, what is a space opera? So, basically, space opera is a subgenre ng sci-fi in which it's more focused on space warfare, melodrama, romanticism and adventures and whatnot. So iba siya from your soap opera in which yun yung mga drama sa hapon na sponsored usually ng mga sabon. So kaya siya tinawag na soap opera, and this one is yun more in line with sci-fi. So it's a wonderful mishmash of tropes from your romance novels, your adventure novels, and just take it to the higher level, which is space, the final frontier. So basically, your Star Trek, your Star Wars is somewhat space opera, in a way. So Leiji Matsumoto, born January 25 of 1938, has made his name doing space operas. So yun. Ilan sa mga notable works niya? Yes, of course. The first one na naglagay talaga sa kanya sa mapa ng space operas, ng space opera subgenre ng sci-fi, is a small anime called Uchiu Senkan Yamato, or Space Battleship Yamato, or Star Blazers, if you're familiar with the English title or the US title of it. So basically, Yamato, or Space Battleship Yamato, is the story of a ragtag team of humans, kasi on this time, 2199, is Gamilas, or some alien force or an alien empire attacked Earth and made it a radioactive wasteland. So people, or the humans, have been living in bunkers. Sounds familiar? So they're living underground, living their life there. But a message from a faraway planet, called Iskandar, na meron silang technology. We have the technology to restore Earth to its former glory. So, and ito, bibigyan namin kayo ng schematics for you to create a battleship na pwede nyong gamitin to go to Iskandar and get the technology to restore Earth. So, yun, parang as a one final gamble of humanity to restore Earth to its former glory, they assembled a ragtag team of humans going to Iskandar para kunin yung technology to restore Earth. And yun, from the schematics na binigay from Iskandar, they modified a... So yes, they have modified this Yamato-class battleship from World War II and made a space battleship out of it, which is, yes, we call it now the Space Battleship Yamato. It's an action-packed story na punong-puno ng memorable characters, like your old captain na on his last breath, or already on the cusp of dying, but he wants to see the end. So parang since this captain, this old captain, is yun, malapit na siyang mategi, or malapit na siyang mamatay, he took the job, or he took the risk of going into Iskandar with his I think that's his grandson and a few people that he trusts, to embark onto this mission na yun, wala kang kasiguraduhan, baka hindi totoo ang Iskandar, na baka wala naman talaga yung technology doon, but it's a gamble that is worth the risk. So yeah, this old captain, Captain Kodai, forgot his full name, but Kodai, Captain Kodai, took the job, and yun, they travel into Skandar by the space battleship Yamato. It has a really wonderful catchy theme from the legendary Isao Sasaki. Hindi lang siya focus onto the action. It also have like political intrigue, drama, and a lot of twists and turns throughout the story. So, yun, Space Battleship Yamato is a really good story. With music from the legendary Isao Sasaki. I think sinabi ko na yun. But yeah, it's a really good series. If you wanted to delve more onto the Space Battleship Yamato story, you can watch the original 1974 series, kaso that's like 70s animation. So baka if you're not into the 70s style of animation, there's a remake. A really good remake, Space Battleship Yamato 2199, which is a retelling of the story, and medyo mas maiksi siya at like 24. Let me double check on that. Kasi Yamato 2199 is a remake of the story, and good. So Yamato 2199 is a retelling of the story of Space Battleship Yamato, and it runs for but walang number. Yeah, it's like 26 episodes. That's somewhat condensed the story of Yamato, the original 70s anime. So yun, if yun yung mas maan, yung mas mako-consume nyo, that's like a much better way to consume the story. But yeah, there are also like sequels, OVAs created for Yamato 2199, a sequel series for Space Battleship Yamato 2200, I forget the 2202 and 2205. Those are like sequels of Space Battleship Yamato, and the two of those are films. So yun, mas madali siya i-consume kasi films na lang yun. And yeah, Space Battleship Yamato is a must watch kasi like Macross, Gundam, there's also like Space Battleship na Desiko in the 90s that is inspired by the Space Battleship Yamato. The sole reason kung bakit may mga battleship on your Gundam series is a tribute or a homage to Space Battleship Yamato. Kaya Space Battleship Yamato is something that we should thank for an abundance of space battleships that we have right now. In animation and live action tokusatsu and whatnot. Another one, a notable work ni Lieji Matsumoto was Galaxy Express 39. So actually, it's on the same universe as Space Battleship Yamato, but further in the future. So there's what fans call the Liegeverse, in which yung mga works ni Lieji Matsumoto is like revolving on one universe. Yung iba is just on a different timeline, and it's basically like our timeline, but it's yun, iba lang yung mga circumstances or iba lang yung mga nangyari within its world history. And yun, most focus nga siya onto the more focused nga siya onto the sci-fi elements of it. And yun, Galaxy Express 39 is a series the same vein as Space Battleship Yamato. So it's a story of a young boy na gustong marating, na wanted to made into this planet Maytel, and grant him or to have his body reconfigured para maging mechanical yung katawan niya, and for him to not, you know, to be immortal, hindi na siya magkakasakit, he'll have strength and whatnot. Then there's a mysterious girl na kasama niya dun sa journey, that yun, tinutulungan siya and like telling him stories about Maytel, or he also have like met people that has been mechanized or has been transformed into mechanical beings. So it's another wonderful story of growing up and what you wanted to do with your life and something like that. It has like a movie na ginawa, a retelling of the story, which is a movie, and it has a catchy theme na kinanta ng Godigo. So and yeah, before I forgot, so dito yung if Space Battleship Yamato is a World War II ship na ginamit to travel to space, Galaxy Express 39 is from the time na yung mga trains natin could, or yung mga trains could travel, could do interstellar travel. So yun, what makes Galaxy Express 39 unique is that they're traveling in space through a freaking train. So Galaxy Express 39 is actually like a steam train, pero naglalakbay siya sa space. So that's really awesome. And another one na ginawa din niya in 1977 is another small title naman. titled Space Pirate Captain Harlock. So Space Pirate Captain Harlock is somewhat a anti-sports anime series. So konting history with Japanese animation ng 70s. So sports anime has been big in the 70s. So it started with mga Ashita no Joe, or this a certain volleyball anime. They also have like a baseball anime, tapos the titles of those escapes me, but in the 70s, sports animes are really big, especially it focuses on teamwork, being a one unit, and becoming selfless for the betterment of others, or the betterment of a larger collective. So with space part, with Captain Harlock. So basically, Captain Harlock is this, kasi the story is, the world has been parang yung world ng Wall-E. It has too much peace, and yun, naging complacent na yung mga tao. So yun, Captain Harlock is a rebel, somewhat a rebel, that wanted to challenge the status quo, that because he believes that we are more than what we are right now, and kailangan lang natin ng konting push to for us to reach our best potentials or our full potentials. So that's how, and also medyo individualistic yung ano, yung approach ni Captain Harlock to his philosophies and also his crew, kasi hindi sila nagtutulungan. They all have like agendas, they all have like goals that they wanted to achieve, but in a weird way nagtutulungan sila, kahit it's not for the betterment of others, but because makakatulong yun sa kung ano yung gusto nilang barating sa buhay. So basically parang Blue Lock. So yun, nice, yes, Blue Lock reference achieved. So that's another one, and yun, it's been a big hit sa Japan, si Captain Harlock, in which, yun nga, before I forgot, both Captain Harlock and Space Battleship Yamato is already been featured on Super Robot Wars. Harlock is in Super Robot Wars 30, and Yamato is in Super Robot Wars V and Super Robot Wars X. So, yun. And along with that, it also have like sequel series or OVAs within the same vein as Captain Harlock, which is where's that? Queen yun, which is yun si Queen Emeraldas and Queen Millenia. Basically those are other pirates as well, in the vein of Captain Harlock. So it's both the OVA, so mas may see sila than your regular series of animes. So and before we forgot, Leiji Matsumoto, other from space operas na yun pinasikat niya nga, like your Yamatos, your Galaxy Express 39s, and Captain Harlock, has created a lot of series in the veins of those three shows na ginawa niya, or the three series that he did. Yamato have like Yamato 2, ayun nga, 2205 and 2209, all has been sequels of Yamato. Captain Harlock have like a prequel series like Arcadia of My Youth, which is a prequel of Captain Harlock. Queen Emeraldas and Queen Millenia as well, na the series or spin-offs of Captain Harlock. Galaxy Railways, from the name itself, is in the vein of Galaxy Express 39, and Meitei Legacy for Galaxy Express 39 as well. So you see what I'm trying to see. All of these works has been on the vein of the three main works na ginawa niya. Kaya nga medyo madali siyang i-consume because they all exist in the same universe, so it's just the placement of things na po problemahin mo lang, but it's easy to understand where those series fit in the greater Leijiverse. So that's why it's also a genius thing, or it's also like a good thing na you delve or go to into the Leijiverse rabbit hole, kasi mas madali siya i-consume than your comic books. Charot lang. I love comics. So yeah, again, Leiji Matsumoto has been a wonderful creator. He created this wonderful stories that endures till this day. Kahit sabihin mo na it has like an older style of animation or an older style of presentation, it still works. It still has those impacts. Pero yun nga, as I tell, since these are works from like the yesteryears, so medyo kailangan nyo lang masanay with the visuals and whatnot. Kasi yun nga, we are being spoiled with good animation and bad animation as well. With the modern one. So I really hope na with this crazy ramblings of mine, you dabble onto the wonderful world of Leiji Matsumoto's work. There is a complete selection of works na available on the wiki or on Wikipedia. If you want to dig into more of Leiji Matsumoto's works, and yun, you can pick from there kung ano yung gusto nyo munang i-dabble or yung gusto nyo munang i-panoorin. So, but for me, if you want to like have the Leiji Matsumoto experience, just look for the 1974 Space Battleship Yamato. If if iki pa sa inyo yung older animation style, you could do the remake, yung Space Battleship Yamato 2199. It's 26 episodes. Captain Harlock is also another good series, so you could dabble into that along with Galaxy Express 39. It has a retelling, so yun, you could consume the movie first if gusto niyo lang mas maiksing experience with the story of Galaxy Express 39. But it's really good. Kahit dun lang muna sa tatlong yun, Space Battleship Yamato, Galaxy Express 39, and oh, when I say Galaxy Express 39, it's Galaxy Express 999. So Galaxy Express 999 and Space Pirate Captain Harlock. So yun. As we wind down with this crazy ramblings of mine about the man, the legend, Leiji Matsumoto, yun lang talaga yung gusto kong ipanasa sa inyo na we have these wonderful works of fiction on the space opera, especially your Gundams, Space Battleship Nadesico, your Macrosses. All of this has been inspired by the works of Leiji Matsumoto, and I want you to have an I want you people to appreciate the classics, especially these ones na ginawa like the 70s, the 80s. Kasi wala yung wala yung mga na-enjoy nating tropes, wala yung na-enjoy nating visuals. Now kung hindi siya na pioneered nung mga works from the 70s. So wag yung taking it to see yung poncho pilata na sinasabi sa inyo na don't watch the 70s animes, palibot si Lupin the Third, but kind of have take it that it's bullshit. 70s animation is awesome. It's on par, if not better, from the ones that is being choked out today. So kaya I have more of the I have more appreciation of those I have more appreciation of those than I appreciate the modern ones. Maybe pag tumanda ng konti yung mga bago, yung mga bagong anime ng kakas. But for now, super thank you for you listening to me ramble about a random mangaka. Not really random, but because Leiji Matsumoto is awesome. But yeah, I hope na from these ramblings of mine, you check out some of his works. They are awesome. And yun, that was it. Super thank you for you guys listening to me ramble on this installment of Elitistang Bibo Podcast. Yun, may isang pala akong podcast na hinhosted, and that's Basurans with Kage. So check yun din yun, kasi madalas yung mga hindi ko napag-uusapan dito, doon natin napag-uusapan, like current events and whatnot. So if you want to hear my thoughts on other stuff, yeah, Basurans is the other thing to go. And other from that, my socials, follow nyo ako sa socials, text me, message me, DM me, reach out kung ano yung gusto nyo pag-usapan on a future episode, or kung ano yung masasabi nyo with Leiji Matsumoto, tuloy natin yung usapan doon. Facebook, you can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwipod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is both at Elitistang Kebs, and yun, available ang Elitistang Weibo Podcast on your podcast platform of choice. So yun, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. And if gusto nyo lang, give us a review, give us a rating, para lumabas kami sa feed ng iba. And yun, may kalat natin ang mabuting balita ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. So other from that, yun, links in the description. I have affiliated links for Shopee and Lazada. Malapit na naman yung sale. So if you have items on your cart before checking out, kindly copy, paste, or just click on the links that is on the descriptions below. Affiliated links po siya for those platforms. So once you click or enter those URLs, just continue with the usual checkout process, and a small portion of those checkouts are gonna be given to us to keep the lights on for the podcast. So that's it. Super thank you ulit sa inyo mga dudes at mga dudettes for you listening still with these ramblings of mine. Tuloy natin yung usapan with the mechs sa susunod na installment natin ng Mechs Madness. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala hanggang sa susunod na Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zept!